Welcome to the Garage Series for IT Pros, where we answer your toughest questions about the new office. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
And I'm Yoni Kirsch. So last week we spoke about software updates. We also had our extreme install and got stuck in traffic in the Ferrari.
This week we're going to talk about automating user provisioning for Office 365 services.
Right, we alluded to that in episode 4 with Mark Rusinovich, right?
We did. So we had that little bit of flavor of that, but we didn't go into the real depth. So this episode we're going to talk about that in a lot deeper way.
Absolutely. So this is the deep dive. Also, we have another extreme install for you. We've done air, we've done land, this time water.
Excellent. So before we get started, let's look at today's trivia.
How often does DirSync synchronize the directory? Is it A, once a week, B, instantaneously, or C, every 3 hours?
Stay tuned for the answer at the end of the show.
So Jeremy, today we're going to talk in a lot more about identity.
Right, we're going to go deeper in terms of how all that works, what our options are, and really how to get users into the store and activate it on services.
Absolutely. So that's really the key, isn't it? We're talking about gaining access to services. So let's see how that comes together. Now, in this case, we're talking about Office 365. And the easiest option that we can use is to use the Cloud ID model. We put our identities in the cloud, we put them in there manually, enter in our users, assign licenses to them, and then Azure AD is responsible for granting or denying access to the Office 365 services, whether or not those services are Exchange, SharePoint, Link, or even activating an O365 Pro Plus installation.
Or other services. You might be using CRM, Windows Intune, SQL Azure, all that
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
So then there's the case where maybe you need to go a little bit bigger than, say, when you're doing a couple of users per week or
maybe
per month.
Maybe a few hundred users. You probably
a few
have
a thousand, right? So
right.
If I've got my HR department hiring in 100 users a week and firing 100 users per week, then we could have something that's a bit bigger and a bit more robust. So we're
gotcha.
Probably going to have our own AD environment. So we've got our Active Directory there that's actually managing the identity within our own organization.
That's absolutely true. And in this case, the most straightforward option here would be to use a DirSync server, which would take the information from your Active Directory and upload it into the Azure AD. So once again, the Azure AD is still responsible for granting or denying access to the services. We're just taking the pain out of the process of actually getting that information up into the cloud.
Right, and that's completely automated. So you're actually getting a synchronization occurring every 3 hours. So anytime I'm modifying my directory, all of those changes get synchronized back into the Cloud ID store.
Right, so there are a couple of scenarios, however, where that in itself is just not enough. There are a couple of places where maybe we don't want our IDs mastered in the cloud. Maybe we want to maintain control of our passwords. It could also be a single sign-on. There could be some considerations around that. And in that case, we need to implement ADFS.
Sure. So we have then another channel where we've got basically Active Directory Federation services running.
Right.
Now what that's going to do is it's going to take our password management and mastering out of the Cloud ID store and move it back into the Active Directory on-premises.
Right. So ADFS is still connecting to our on-premises Active Directory to get the identity information.
Yep.
But now we take the directory services sync and the Cloud ID out of it all together, and ADFS is directly responsible for approving or denying those service requests as they come along.
Right. So before we get started into more topics on this, we talked to Keith Yedlin, the owner of the Trustworthy Computing Group for Office 15, and he spoke with us about ADFS and the new identity model with Office. So welcome, Keith. Tell us about the identity model with Office 15.
Well, we built the identity model so that it was scalable for organizations of all sizes. Owning security in Office, security was a primary concern when we built the system. So we knew that we were going to have to address a number of standards and compliance issues, but our objective was to go ahead and build a identity system that basically was a poster child for security in the enterprise environment.
So I hear from customers a lot about, you know, sign-in, passwords, all those things. How does single sign-on and ADFS work here?
Well, the Office identity system works with numerous different authentication systems, ADFS being just one of them. We generally pick tokens up from these services, and then we use the tokens to interact with the service themselves. That way, we're able to go ahead and protect people if their system gets compromised from leaking any important information like their user ID or password.
What about passwords? Are those managed by us in the cloud or in SSO? How does that work for single sign-on?
All of the user IDs and passwords are actually managed by the authentication system. So for example, if an enterprise has a ADFS system that they're managing, all of the passwords and user IDs that we use are actually managed by them.
So we've had a look at the architecture of the identity platform for Office 365. Let's talk for a minute about the tools that we have and how we can use them. So we have the DirSync tool. The DirSync tool allows us to take information from our own Active Directory and load it up into the Azure AD so that we can use that to gain access to services for Office 365. We also have Active Directory Federation Services. That allows us to maintain control of our identity information, master our passwords on our own premises, and then use that infrastructure to gain access to Office 365 services. The one that we often forget, however, is PowerShell. PowerShell is really useful, especially when it comes to assigning user licenses, because there's no other automatic way of taking a user account that's been created either manually through DirSync or through ADFS and actually assigning a user license to it, say for Office 365 Pro Plus or E3. So Jeremy, how does that look?
Right, Yenny. So basically DirSync will populate the identity store with users. Now you could use PowerShell if you wanted to populate the user store or assign services. What I'm going to show you, though, is a quick demo of how we have a user already in the store, and we're going to give them access to Office 365 services. So here I'm in my admin console. I'm looking for a user. His name is Richard Dean Anderson. And I can see he doesn't have any services assigned to him. So I'm going to go ahead and give him a license for the Enterprise Pack here. So I've got my PowerShell running. I'm going to set MSOL user license. Assign his user principal name, RichardDA at 365tpm.com. We're going to add the licenses for him so he can use Office 365. And that will basically complete the loop. So now I've got him already in the store. And now after I do this, he'll be able to actually start using stuff. So once that's all finished, I can go back and search for him again. We'll go ahead and search for Richard again and look at and see how MacGyver is doing. In this case, we have him assigned with all the different services in the Enterprise Pack. So using PowerShell again, I can basically take what is fully populated store-wise with all the user objects and give them the rights to start doing stuff with Office 365.
So that's really powerful because with a bit of imagination, that in itself gives you what you need to automate the process of actually taking the accounts that already exist in Office 365 and assigning those licenses to them.
Right. Now, in terms of getting a single sign-on environment, that's probably the next step we might want to take. So after we've got DirSync running, we want to use our own IDP on our own local on-premises infrastructure for password management and user authentication. What we can do there is have basically our own Active Directory doing all of the work in terms of giving Richard, in this case, rights to be able to use services. So I'll show you a quick demo of what the user experience looks like when he's got SSO single sign-on running. After he's logged in. So here he's on the Office 365 page. In this case, it is our Microsoft corporate page for ADFS. I'm going to sign in here and pay attention to the URL. Basically, we're going to pass that over to the STS, the Secure Token Server of Microsoft. And then after it's all done, it's going to pass through a couple more URLs back into MicrosoftOnline.com and show the Office 365 homepage.
Right. Now, for this week's Extreme Install, we already did air, we did land. We thought we'd take to the water and see if we could get an Office 365 Pro Plus click to run install done before falling off the wakeboard.
Wow, again, you outdid yourself. It looked like there were crocodiles or something in those river waters.
Right, it definitely wasn't like Seattle in February.
You know? Definitely not. It's pretty dangerous in your parts of the wood. All right. So we've got a lot of stuff that we covered today. We talked about ADFS,
we talked about DuraSync,
automating user provisioning, all this new stuff in terms of getting users into the cloud and assigning them services.
Right, but before we wrap up, we should answer this week's trivia question.
How often does DuraSync synchronize the directory? Is it A, once a week, B, instantaneously, or C, every 3 hours?
Right, did you know the answer to it?
I do, did you?
I do. It's actually C. Every 3 hours, DuraSync runs and synchronizes the directory so that you have users go into the store, and also when you deprovision users, they come back out.
Absolutely. Now, like always, the resources you need are available on our blog, microsoft.com/garage. Tune in next week. We're going to cover managing Office in virtualized environment, a topic I'm sure is right on the tip of everyone's tongues.
I love that stuff. So bye for now, and thanks for watching.